USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced today that the Department of Homeland Security will refer anyone caught entering the United States illegally from Mexico to the Justice Department for prosecution. Sessions was down in San Diego when he announced this zero-tolerance policy.
I have sent 35 prosecutors to the southwest border and moved 18 immigration judges to the border. These are supervisory immigration judges that don't have existing caseloads and will be able to function full-time on moving these cases.
11 more members of a Penn State fraternity are headed to trial over the death of a pledge after a judge ruled today that prosecutors put on enough evidence to support hazing and alcohol-related criminal charges. Prosecutors have said it is unclear whether the two sets of charges will be consolidated for trial. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Hawaiian authorities are urging sightseers to stay away from Leilani Estates as residents return to check in their neighborhood, which was threatened by lava and toxic gases emerging from the ground. This eyewitness describes what he saw when he returned to his neighborhood.
You know, there's a crack in the ground. Well, I've seen cracks in the pavement before, you know, but I didn't know that that meant that there's a lava tube underneath there.
The president sent a tweet earlier today saying that his nominee for CIA Director Gina Haspel has come under fire because she's too tough on terrorists. Mark Hyman is a former Justice Department attorney. He says it's just people playing politics as usual.
Partisanship and political point scoring seem to come far ahead of facts and what's best for the country and finding qualified people to take up these posts. And I think that's a shame because obviously we need our best and brightest in at these highest levels. Gina Haspel is an example of that.
Ultimately, though, Hyman did say he believes that Haspel will be confirmed. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
You can count Bar Rescue host John Taffer as one of the folks who's not a fan of raising the minimum wage. Now, studies have been done that say when you raise the minimum wage, it actually has a negative impact and could increase restaurant costs by up to 50%. Take a listen as he explains how a restaurant then deals with that increase in cost.
I don't know of any business, Charles, that can sustain a 50% increase in labor cost. That's huge. In some cases, it's greater than that. So when you sustain an economic impact that's significant, either you're going to go out of business or you're going to have to take the risk and pass it to your customers. Passing it to your customers is a heck of a risk, and we're seeing the impact. Customers and restaurants are going down. We've lost many in the state of Washington. We've lost, I believe, about 1,000 in Manhattan. This is not smart. This is not good for the economy. When those restaurants close, those people lose their jobs.
And finally, two new studies out, one by the University of Michigan and one by Cornell, have found that those who are, quote, highly concerned about climate change were less likely to engage in recycling and other eco-friendly behaviors than global warming skeptics. The study found that skeptics were more likely to recycle, use public transportation, and reusable shopping bags. Even though researchers were stumped, it's possible that the skeptics may place more emphasis on personal responsibility than government action. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.